but I still want to be in community with you, and I still want to coexist with you, and I still love you. So I was like, yeah, I'm gonna just ride this out and hope I wasn't wrong, you know. And this stuff that we
what is your conclusion?
That we figure it out.
Were you wrong?
No, I was not. It's been so bizarre. Because I remember when he died, and I remember being in the hospital, and I remember when we first got home, and I remember getting his ashes, and I remember when my milk came in, and I remember the C-section scar and all the bleeding, and I remember thinking, this is always going to be this. I could not see.
I remember in the same order that you said, and then one day we laughed about something.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, we're good. 1, 2, 3, let me step into the moon. Am I the one you see when you get into the mood? I tell them pump them keys while I keep up with your shoes. We got a real nice thing in the pattern of the groove. I can feel it flowing through. I see the sun so clear when you roll it down your back. As a matter of fact.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, I'm Mikey.
And I'm Randy.
And this is the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast, where we give you an uncensored look into all we're learning, unlearning about grief, and learning, unlearning, and loving about marriage in real time.
Welcome all new and veteran listeners. We're glad you tuned in.
Welcome back.
So let's call our break a mid-season,
it was a mid-season break. Yeah, calling it. That's what it was. We designed it that way. Just like one of our favorite shows, This Is Us.
Yeah.
Also, right now, one of my favorite anime is Attack on Titan. Just mid-season break. But we're back.
We're back. We got 5 more episodes for y'all. And this season's theme is grief.
Yes.
Where we share the sadness, breakthroughs, triggers, ways life goes on, and more since the loss of our son, Noble.
In this episode, in honor of our anniversary, we're talking about why we would still marry each other, knowing what we know now.
Yeah. So we are officially 6 years married.
Whoop, whoop.
As of April 24th. It was a chill day. It was a good day.
Yeah. I'm sorry. All right. So my tone isn't matching the theme. I know that our theme right now is grief.
Mm-hmm.
But I am very, very proud of making 6 months with you. Of getting to 6 years. That's a big deal.
It is.
That's a big number.
It is.
I'm proud of us.
It's been a very interesting 6 years.
To say the least.
You got to keep your mouth on the mic.
To say the least.
Thank you.
You can just...
In our first segment, y'all, we're going to talk about why we would still marry each other if we knew what would happen in our lives with our children and the grief we would endure.
Mm-hmm.
Second is our break from grief, also known as our fight or flight, where today I'm confronting Mikey about his documentary style lifestyle.
I don't know what that means. It doesn't even make sense when you read it.
It does.
What does that mean?
Finally, we'll wrap it up with our PDA segment where we will share something we're proud of for each other and or express gratitude.
All right, let's get into it.
All right, main topic, still you. So, backstory, we've been married 6 years.
Whoop, whoop.
And since losing Noble, we realized how it's completely possible to fathom why a couple could not / would not stay together experiencing this type
it's
of grief.
It's 100% possible to understand and fathom, and it makes absolute sense.
Right. So when people look at things in hindsight, they often talk about what could have been or what would have been if they knew this information. And knowing what we know now, we would still choose each other. And here's why. But before we get into that mushy gushy stuff, we're going to start with how could we see why we would break up? Like how could, in the past, I couldn't see it. But after Noble, I could see it. So how could we see it? So what was your thing? It was like, man, we could really break up right now.
Well, see, I remember you had watched a show or you had recently seen or read an article about a couple who had went through something similar. And you were like, you know, couples break up over this type of stuff. You have said that on multiple episodes mm-hmm. in the past. And I'm like, yeah, but that's them, right? And yeah, but no. Yeah, but no. No, looking at it now, I think it's just one of those things you had to be there to really get it. And one of the reasons why I could absolutely see us breaking up would be that you would be an everyday trigger. You're an everyday reminder of the thing that I lost, of the thing that I wrapped my hopes in, of all my pain, my anguish. You're an everyday reminder just by breathing. Like it's nothing personal. It's just that you were the woman who carried my child. You are the woman who I chose to have a child with. You are the woman that named the child with me. You are the woman who bare the child. You are the woman who had to go through the loss. You are the woman who had to be put under. You are the, like, you, like, looking into your eyes, we both looked at our child. You look like our child. Mm-hmm. And vice versa. Like, it's the same thing. Like, you're the man I chose to do this with. You're the man that got me pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
You're the man that said in key moments, things are going to be okay. You're the man that drowned me for months with water. You're the man that forced me to, like, do the bed rest and all the things. You're the one who I, like, did all of this stuff with. And we don't have what we thought we would have. And
now,
I don't
want
to see. Like, I think I want another man. Or I think I need to keep, like, put my eyes on somebody else, because every single time, can you imagine every single time just looking like, just pain in every look. Like, it makes sense. I'm not, it's no longer something that I can just cast out as like, oh, no, nah, this makes absolutely, why would you? Why would, no, I have answers.
Yeah.
What about you?
I could see us breaking up because at times at the Noble Pass, we were completely disconnected. Like, we were on completely different ends of
any spectrum
of all the spectrums. I would be all in my feelings, really needing to talk. You would be all, you know, masculine energy. I got to execute. I got to work. Then I'd be all masculine energy because you're now able to, like, tap into your feelings, your intuition. But I got to work now. But now you have the space to talk. And so that's just one communication. Also how we dealt with the grief off and on. At one point, I stopped drinking and smoking as much. And you didn't. And so it was
No, I did not.
And so it was that disconnect. I started therapy. You were like, nah, I'm not ready. It's not happening. So it was just like, I can't even, sometimes I would feel further behind than you. Or further ahead.
Yeah, that's such an odd time, you know?
Yeah. And so I was like, well, how can we stay together if we're never going to, like, talk to each other about this or feel anything?
Which is really crazy. But, like, I mean, it makes 100% sense. So again, I had to work. And so when I start thinking about everything that's going on, I can't work. I literally can't function. I can't find the energy or the, like, I'm not even in the mind frame to talk, like, have conversation, teach people,
because
I'm about to break out into tears. Happened a couple of times, like, during, like, lunch breaks, which is really, really difficult. You had the bad trip.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you're not, like, no, I'm not diving more into, like, I'm good on smoke. I need to stop drinking. I need to be sober. Whereas me and my sober thoughts are not good.
Mm-hmm.
It's the exact opposite. I need to actually start allowing myself to feel. And so drinking, like, oh, okay, now I can, like, express some stuff, maybe write some stuff down, cry, like, the things that I have to, like, hold on or hold in during those other times. Like, our wires were crossed, right? Like, just the opposite ends on everything. We reading two different books, two different languages. We on different planets. We just.
Yeah. So there were times I'm like, I don't know how we're going to survive this.
And then there's the inconsistency of it. Cause then there's moments in that same time period where, like, we're actually in sync.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then why isn't this happening every day? And now that's frustrating and maddening. So, like,
yeah,
I could see you being like, all right, you know what? Yeah. Let me just,
like, maybe this is the end. Like, maybe this is the end. And it's okay because we'll always love each other and we'll always have this podcast and we would leave it up. Like, I was just like, we would probably be cool after a few years to do a podcast about now that we're divorced.
Yeah. Co-parenting.
Right.
Black millennial co-parents.
Right. So
I think I made that joke like 3 seasons ago. Still relevant.
Yeah. So obviously we did not decide to break up.
Nah, son.
Last year. And so... Not funny. So why would we, in your opinion and in your feelings and your thoughts, still marry each other / stay married? Why did we stay married even though it was looking very bleak? And I bring this up because I feel like people think that because we've put out the podcast and we're focusing on grief that this has been, actually, I don't think people think that. I don't want people to think that this has been like, oh, you know, Mikey and Randy experienced this type of grief like many couples and partners and people do, just to, you know, and they can do anything. They can survive anything. See how in love they are? This was so, you know, easy with it for them because they had each other. And it's like,
see, I do believe that we can survive anything.
Mm.
I also know damn well that anything can kill us at any moment, which is just, it don't make no sense, right? I completely understand. And I think the only way that we could give that insight is talking, we can't hide from it. And also we have to like work these things out between each other. Like we just have to talk about this thing. So you're asking me why we'd still marry each other.
And why are we still married?
Why are we still married? I have conditioned myself to be. I think it's important for me as a man to honor your commitments. That's just something that's like built into me. That's how I treat people. That's just like my way.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I come up. When we said I do, let me rewind. Before I proposed to you, mm-hmm. I had to have a very deep conversation with myself. I've talked about this on the podcast before. I was like, can you do this? If not, don't do it. Don't ruin her life. I had that conversation before, before we became boyfriend and girlfriend. Like I was just being 100% honest with myself. If you're going to do it, you have to do it all of the way. One of the reasons why I'd still marry you now, today, even looking back on what happened, is because I knew when we set our vows on our wedding day 6 years ago that it was going to be difficult. Now, while I am an optimist, I am a positive person. I like to think about the good because I think those are things worth looking forward to. I am also a realist. I recognize that there's going to be some valleys in association with those mountains. As human beings, we just don't have any idea of the scope of what the hell we're talking about when we discuss mountains and valleys.
Mm-hmm.
I thought our highest highs would be Everest. And I thought our lowest lows would be ground level.
Mm-hmm.
We have been to space. And we have been to hell.
Yeah.
And whatever is below that. I didn't see these type of lows. You know what I mean? It's a possibility, right? It's a possibility that you'll lose a child. It's a possibility that you'll experience a death while being in a relationship with someone. Like, it's a possibility. But until you feel it, you don't really get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get it. I had no idea what I was like signing up for. But one of the reasons why I'm still here and would still do it is because I made a vow to you. I made a promise that I wanted to honor. It was important to me to honor. Because honestly, if I didn't, I'd be spiraling out of fucking control right now. Like I needed something to ground me and bring me back to my center. And that's where it started for me. Mm. We talk about a lot, you know, about how we're just big on choice. Like you always have a choice in a situation, like to some extent, even if all the choices had been taken away from you on up until this point. I could have, just like you could have, dove deeper into your depths. We could have let the separation increase. We could have had more of a gap. More wires could have got crossed. We could have allowed other things to start stepping in. Not just been weed and alcohol. I don't know, like hard drugs, I don't know. It's a great time when you down to just start coke. Like,
where do you find coke? Don't tell me. Just keep talking.
There's a guy.
Just keep talking.
Do you even want to know what coke is?
I don't.
No, like for real, like what fentanyl, like Nick, you can dive into it. You can really go there. Not only could it have been, hey, babe, I'm not in a space right now where I would receive therapy or even be honest or have conversations with my therapist. It would be fuck you and your therapy. Fuck what you going through. I don't want to hear none of that shit. That shit don't even apply over here. Now I'm calling you out your name, what you experienced and what I was like, we ain't even trying to see.
I don't know.
Like it could go there. It could absolutely go there. And you'd be like, well, fuck you, nigga. I don't want to do what you either. Stubborn ass nigga, you always feel this way if you don't do this, and this that I'm doing. You ain't shit. You ain't never going to be shit. You're like your daddy. Like, it could easily.
Oh, my God.
It could have. I'm just saying, worst case scenario, we do this thing where we talk about best case and worst case. The worst case has gone through my head, but I don't know. I just, though the heights were unknown, I knew they would be high. And though the valleys were unknown, I knew they would be low. I just didn't see it coming, but I still marry you. I still do this with you.
Thanks,
which is stupid. but I would. If I had to go that high with somebody, I'd go that high with you. If I had to go that low with somebody, it had to have been you.
Yeah. It couldn't be nobody else.
What about you?
So for me, I stayed married and would still marry you because the trigger is also a blessing. Like, yeah, it's triggering to see you every day and to know what we've been through and to be under this constant reminder of all that we have lost. But, and all our kids look just like you. I feel like I get to see Noble all the time because y'all have the same nose and up.
We would have looked the same.
Like his forehead. And Drew looks like him.
Yeah.
Like, and I just, I, in, when I'm not, like, I remember one of the times I meditated shortly after he died, and it was so weird because it wasn't a guided meditation. I was just playing music and I meditated, and we were all in Drew's room during movie night, because we do a movie with Drew during the week where we'll, you know, give her some TV time. That's changed a little bit because now she's sleeping because her tonsils removed. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we were all in there watching the movie, and Noble's in a boppy, and I know it's Noble even though I can't see his face. And I'm like, Drew's picking her movie. And I was like, well, we got to ask Noble. And she was like, the baby says it's fine. Like, she just like, he says I can watch whatever I want to watch. And that was what I meditated. Like, that's what I saw when I was just meditating. And I was like, wow, I thought that it would make me sad. But I was like, that was really nice, brain. You know, like, thank you. Thank you for that. And we were all in there. Like, you were sitting on the beanbag. And I, you know, it was like normal. And so I'm like, I wouldn't, that's a blessing. You know,
that's such an interesting way to look at it. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell you this today because we just haven't had time to like talk, because when I got home from dropping off Drew, I went to work, you went to work. But this morning I was dropping off Drew at daycare, mm-hmm. and I got extremely triggered. Drew did not care because Drew is
Drew.
You
don't care, yes.
I was playing Age of Aquarius.
Oh, I love that song.
On the ride to school, mm-hmm. and she was like, start it back over. And she was like, sing, daddy, sing. So I'm like, all right, I'm singing. When we get to the second part, this is the song, if you're unfamiliar with it, where there's like, let the sun shine. Mm-hmm. Like, it's usually used in a lot of like 70s songs during like World War One pieces,
montages,
whatever.
Yeah. And stuff.
Things like that. But I was singing and we're getting really close to Drew's daycare, and I just felt rising anger building up in me, and I started crying, but I couldn't stop singing. And Drew kept saying, sing, daddy, sing. I am singing. My throat is cracking. I'm crying.
Wow.
I was like, why? What the fuck is wrong with me? Like, I see what you mean. This is not something that I could have foreseen before, like, mm-hmm. in life, like allowing triggers to just kind of like take me in certain positions, like just letting things happen and then seeing what can come of it. Because in the past, you know, for the last, it's been 9 months almost or over, I have been set off by so many things that I had to just kind of stuff back down. Mm-hmm. And it didn't feel like there was like an end in sight to some of those things. But mm-hmm. now it's more so, all right, like, let it happen and see what happens. And in doing that, I'm singing, my voice is cracking, however, it's just beautiful. The sun is shining through the windows, and Drew's like, roll down the windows, let's get some breeze. It's like 70 something degrees. It's like, it's, you know, it's just, there is beauty in it. It just sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
Absolutely sucks.
Yeah, that
right.
song makes me think of my therapist. She told me, Drew teaches me to play with my shadow, and Noble teaches me to play in the sun. Mm. And so whenever we play that song lately, that's exactly what I think of. And I definitely think it's like, it's not a coincidence.
I think I was avoiding it because they say sun.
Mm-hmm.
Certain songs set me off because of sun. I was yeah. like, you know, sunshine. I was like, why? I think I've been like limiting sun in my vocabulary mm-hmm. because
yeah.
it like is triggering. But that's beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, babe. Your second reason why you stayed married and why you would still marry me.
I have gotten back to the point now, and I don't mind saying this on the podcast, and we haven't talked about it in depth, but I've gone back to addressing God in my life.
Oh.
God exists.
Yes.
No, you're saying yes. For the last year.
Yeah.
God, not a year, 9 months. God, I had to make a separation because, Lord, you know that saying, if you don't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to not say nothing for a while. I felt like I'd have cursed this family.
I only want to interject for a little bit.
What's up?
One, I was there with you. Yes, we were on the same page. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've been watching this show, Russian Doll. I know I'm late. They're on season two.
I have no idea what the show's about.
It's a wonderful show. I don't even know how to explain.
Is it the same theme as Orphan, where the girl was a Russian sleeper? And
no, Mike. Oh, okay. Mikey, she wasn't asleep.
I thought she was. Wasn't she a freaking
assassin?
She was
not a spy.
She was a grown
woman.
She was
just crazy.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Not crazy. She was just not,
just crazy.
Not mentally well. Russian Doll, she keeps dying every day on her 36th birthday. She keeps dying on her 36th birthday over and over and over and over and over and over again. And she finally finds somebody during the season who also keeps dying. I'm not going to try to give too much. Either way, he's like, oh, this is happening to us because we're bad. You know, and she's just like, so the universe has morals and it has your morals. So like, so she's like it, that can't be because there are lots of bad people and I ain't bad. So it made me think about like how we were really struggling with God. Then I realized, me personally, I was like, you know, God, Because I feel like now I can be honest. You see me be like, lots of things to you.
Yeah. I've had that conversation. You see me? You know how bad I can. You know what I'm capable of. Why here? Why now? Why me, nigga? Fuck you. That's yeah. just
so
just
I. So I'm like, well, now I can be honest. I don't feel like I can pray to you or I can talk to you because I'm this awful, awful person. Mm. And I've said these awful, awful things to you. And I just realized that, like, that's okay. God could take it. This is what happens when you lose a child. And so now I feel like now we in community. I can be like, hey, I still playing with the idea that I don't deserve to talk to you, but I don't know what else to do because, you know, you create and take life and I just need some help.
With me, it was more so, look, I'm still not fucking with you in this way, but my daughter just had her tonsils removed and I just need to make sure that you are like healing her because you at least look, you at least took care of her like during all this stuff. So if you just keep that up, I appreciate it, nigga. And we could talk more about the next steps with you as we go through. But that's just, that's the space that I
but
was
that's
in.
That's you. And I think God loves it.
Is that
it.
Not weird?
No.
No.
I mean, I think it would be weird to like the extreme Christian and Baptist, but.
I thought maybe I might go there. I was afraid I'd go there.
Go where?
Like now I need to just be more super God. Like that's what was wrong with me. I wasn't.
Oh, you weren't religious
enough? I wasn't religious enough. We need to start going back to church. We need to start paying tithes.
We was
and
gonna
we need
really
to go
break
back
up.
To like no like we need to talk about how all of our sins have led to this and we need to repent daily and we
spiritual
need to
bypassing
be all,
no. Or you could feel your feelings and mm-mm. say I don't understand.
No, I'm gonna feel
this
the feelings
is not
with,
fair with, religious fervor yes. with fervor
yes with Southern Baptist fervor.
You're not first of all
don't matter
your
nigga,
guy
that's
needs
that's where he was going.
Your mother's something there again.
It doesn't matter. I grew up Baptist, Methodist, whatever. What are the denominations?
Did
we
you?
Was going back. Look.
Did you?
Look, there's a church off Candler Road near I-20. Some people, whatever. Then there's another one off Glenwood, Hillcrest. That's the one I used to go to when I was a kid. We was going to be right back in there.
We was going
to
break up.
No, we couldn't because God wasn't going to let us break up.
Oh,
I was
no.
going to tell you. We will never separate. We will never have this issue again ever because God, we just need to be closer to God.
And this that would have protected us from losing Noble.
Yes.
So what about...
It was one or the other, babe. It was,
oh, bless
that
your
was,
heart.
I know.
You know, one of my favorite books, a character does that. Anyway, we're not going to get into we're derailing. Toni Morrison, A Mercy, a character ends up going crazy after she almost dies. And she's just like, I got to be more godly. And then she turns into like a slave master.
A
it's just like,
what is it?
So you almost died and now you're about to sell slaves? Okay.
Yeah.
So,
there are a lot of extreme directions that we can
go
in.
And
I started back talking to God and I realized the second reason why I decided that I'd still marry you is because ultimately you are exactly who I prayed for.
Mm.
I remembered. I was like, oh yeah, remember back when you used to pray?
No. Oh no.
The person that you're married to right now is the thing that you like prayed for. There was a time where like what you have currently is the thing that you were hoping for. Close family, the dog, the daughter. Being able to like feed your family, having a job that you didn't outright hate, spending time with the ones that you loved randomly, going on vacation, like certain things. I was like, so if I'm completely honest, my wife is still the part, like regardless of everything else that happened, you're still the person that I prayed for. I'm like, damn. Like I couldn't even allow myself to be like, all right, so let's go down crazy path, because then that puts me at risk of losing the thing that I prayed for. And I was like, well, then I wouldn't really seriously be that person who would be serious about God in the way that I'm talking about.
Oh no!
If I like put the thing at risk that I put a lot of effort into in the first place, like it was a lot.
I'm out of breath.
Yeah,
that was a lot.
No, I was like, you're Drew is a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Drew is an absolute gift. I love my daughter. Before I got that gift, I received lots of other gifts.
Mm-hmm.
One of my first is you. I talk about it all the time. I love you severely.
I know.
Like, there's no other word for it. And the fact that that hasn't changed even after this, I was like, that can't be nothing but God, right? Like, what else could that be? Or I'm insane. It's one or the other. And I'm choosing to believe that it's God. Yes. It could absolutely be both. Might be both. I might be insane. But, like, I think it's more God than insanity. So, no, like, I prayed for this. This was goals at one point. Like, for real. And it always has been. And that still hasn't changed. That says something.
Thanks, man.
So, I guess I'll stay with this motherfucker, you know? I love her, I guess.
Thank you. I love you too. Which brings me to my point.
What's yours?
I'd stay married. I'm still married to you, and I will still marry you because I love you. Mm-hmm. I really do. We are so cute, and we are so much fun together.
Grief. We're adorable.
We really are. We have beautiful kids.
Yes, we do.
I still count Noble because he was alive and he was beautiful.
I had a very handsome son.
The doctor was like, he'll be deformed. You should terminate. And he was not deformed.
He came out looking cute as shit.
Everything.
He had my eyebrows.
He had this button nose. Oh my God. You remember his little nose? Yeah. I just want to squeak it. So freaking cute.
I didn't squeak his nose. I did kiss it.
But it was so, it's like a little bear. Oh. Okay, anyway. I'm like, this is essentially like your thing. Like, I love you. And if I had... Since I have to go through this, right? It's happened. Mm-hmm. This is what it is. This is your life now. Mm-hmm. This is your king. You know, in terms of like life, you have been dealt this.
This is
hand.
Your monkey, your circus.
This is your bed. Mm-hmm. This is your cake. What are you going to do? Like me leaving wouldn't change anything. It would just change the fact that I wouldn't have to look at you all the time, but I would because Drew expects very present family parents and she don't care about none of that. And so I could just, it was just, it wasn't going to happen. And I love you. I love you. And I could see a glimmer of light. I could see it. I didn't know how we was going to get there. I didn't know how long it was going to take.
Same. I figured it was there.
But I was like, I know it's here because Drew is still like healthy and well. She's laughing. Mm-hmm. She loves us. She's smiling. We've managed to play with her. We're like recording episodes. We're doing things together. There's something still here, even though it feels like I am dead. And that has to be love. Love and like. You know, despite, you know, even times when I'm aggravated with you, like that's relationships. That's people. That's being in close community with people who you have said you can be your whole full self, you know, too. Yeah, we're going to be irritated with each other.
Yeah.
But I still want to be in community with you and I still want to coexist with you and I still love you. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to just ride this out and hope I wasn't wrong, you know, and this stuff that we.
What is your conclusion?
That we figure it up.
Were you wrong?
No, I was not. We've had, it's been so bizarre because I remember when he died and I remember being in the hospital and I remember when we first got home and I remember getting his ashes and I remember when my milk came in and I remember the C-section scar and all the bleeding and I remember thinking this is always going to be this. I could not see.
I remember in the same order that you said. And then one day we laughed about something. And then that same afternoon, you receive a letter in the mail about, hey, did you get the registration for your child, your newborn baby? You
congrats,
need to fill out
you have a new baby.
And now we're back.
I still get mail about Noble, even though I've tried to tell these people this baby. Like, I don't understand. Like, y'all have his birth certificate, but you don't have his death certificate. Just don't make no sense. Somebody ain't talking to somebody. Yeah. So it's hard. Yeah. Like, it's just constant. And it's not going to change if we break up. So let's like
we just don't have to see each other
and we're the only two people in the world who have had that experience with Noble. Who else can I share that with outside of the nurses and the doctors who see babies die every day, you know?
Even then it still wouldn't be the same with what y'all experience. They don't have the history and they'll never really feel that exact way. So you got me.
I love you. You're fun.
I love you too.
And the sex has been wonderful. We need another sex episode.
Whenever you're ready.
It was wonderful. Next season we got y'all. It's been great.
Yeah, next season is just all sex and fun, y'all.
That's gonna be the
thing. That's it. The sex and fun gonna be is the theme.
Sex and joy. Sex, love, and magic. No.
I'm not sure. I like that, man.
Is that a song? I'm thinking like about somebody's album.
Is that Justin Timberlake?
No, it's Kanye. Oh, I'm sorry, God.
What Kanye?
Didn't he have like a drug sex? Don't he have something? One of his albums, Dark Twisted. Not that one. The other one.
He has no album titled Drug Sex and Nothing.
There's no three words in it.
I'm just thinking about Future Sex Love Sounds.
Yes.
That's Justin
Timberlake.
Sorry,
that's Justin Timberlake.
I love
Kanye.
Him so much. Fuck Kanye.
All right. So what has staying together taught us and what is it teaching us?
Ultimately, it's taught me how capable our love, our connection is. We're a strong, we're a fucking force, yo. There's no other way to like put it. We are strong.
We different.
Tough fucking couple.
We got heart and core.
We do got heart. We got heart. We that girl at the track meet that fell and jumping over the thing, but we got back up.
Why are you talking about me?
And we still finished the race. We are that boy that got the ball as a running back, and we ran the opposite way, but we scored that touchdown, and we are still proud of ourselves. Team. I don't care.
Okay.
It's points.
For it. Okay.
We do got heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. That's it. It's just going back to those peaks and valleys. I think that we can do and go through anything. This does not mean that I am trying to welcome more valleys into my life and our relationship. But man, we are capable. We are capable of weathering very, very serious storms. I'm still going to stick to my thing of not trying to bring them on. But
yeah. Thanks, babe.
Yeah. How about you?
What I am learning and have learned by staying with you and in this marriage is.
I love how you break it down.
I just want to be clear, is that this is real. This is real. Mm-hmm. And you've been talking lately about focusing on our reality. Let's not do too much future planning. Let's not do too much in the past. Where are we? And this is real. Like, we have this happy ass baby who was just a character. She is different, y'all. Everybody says about their kids. And everybody's right. And
I agree.
And she different. And that's us. That's all our work. That's all our love. She 3 and she like almost 4 feet because she's just full of love.
Baby's a giant.
And confidence. She's an Amazon. And she gonna make sure you know. Like, I just love her. And I just love what we have created. This is real. Because if it wasn't, it would have fallen. You know, it would have like broken up.
Crumbled.
Yeah. It's solid. We're solid. And so.
Solid as a rock.
Oh, no. Standing. Mm-hmm. You gotta make a playlist. You gotta make a playlist.
Okay. We gotta talk about this off mic.
No, I don't want nobody to steal your playlist idea.
They always do.
Because Spotify been stealing.
When I say things out loud, Spotify creates playlists. That's what I'm saying. So that's fine.
Well, you need to use general, vague titles like I do. But you be like, Spotify, please take this playlist. And then they take it. And then you be telling me.
When I created my Jeezy's Greatest Hits playlist like 7 years ago, or however many years ago it was, and then the verses happened and I see they released the songs in the exact same order, I started feeling away. I was like, this is spooky.
Yeah. They've done it a few times. You need to stop playing. You want to be stolen from. Okay, so this is real. This is solid. And you don't just give that up.
No.
You don't. You're going to have to take this from me. So, and the universe almost did.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to threaten it too much. But I mean, you're going to have to like physically come. You're going to have to call me a nigga to my face.
Chick-fil-A.
You're going to have to Chick-fil-A me. because I'm not doing it.
Got you.
It's going to have to be taken. So yeah. All right, y'all. Engagement. Have you ever considered ending a relationship, romantic or platonic, because of grief?
If so, what stopped you?
Let us know. Shoot us an email at blackmailmarriage@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail at 770-750-4098. Or hit us up on social media and let us know what you
are learning about grief.
Thanks,
babe. We want to hear from you.
Yeah.
It's time for Randy and Mike's Fight or Flight. They've held it in all week, but you gon' hear it tonight. Don't really matter who is wrong or right, 'cause it's fight or flight.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
So that was Ebony. Ebony famous now, by the way.
You saw Megan
Good put her song on a reel recently.
No!
Yeah, I'm super proud of her. Yeah, I'm grateful.
I've really been on. I've been
Girl,
doing,
get on social media.
I've been working. I've been trying.
That was Ebony Janae Ajene Jingles, y'all. She
Ebony, famous. Don't forget us.
When you blow up, she
thank
wait.
You for joining our Patreon at time. Okay.
All right, fight or flight. What's beef?
So as y'all know, I am a podcast manager. I own a company. And one of my podcasts are launching very, very soon. And it is hosted by Jason Vives, yes. Co-host of The Cheat Code. We have had him on the show.
My guy.
We have fought. We have hated each other. And now we all deeply love each other.
Just quickly pause and go back and look at the BMMX Cheat Code episode. It was hilarious before we had them on. Listen to the episode before that one too, because it's also hilarious. We have gone leaps and bounds.
I'll put it in the show notes. Yeah. So we're all really close now, and I am managing Jason's new podcast that is coming out soon. I'm very, very excited. And he goes, we're on the phone having a meeting, and he goes, yeah, man, I really love how Mikey's like living out loud and showing his grief out loud and being like real honest in front about it. I check his stories, and I'm always inspired and moved. And I was like, funny you say that.
That's what's up.
So then I said in the next sentence to Jason, and I realized that was my fight. I said, yeah, I completely understand what you mean. Sometimes I have to check Mikey's stories to see where he is.
This is your problem?
What he's doing. Uh-huh. You literally at one point told, hey, I want to tell you something before I put it in my stories.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
because you have shared in the past that I don't tell you things.
But when I'm like, Mikey should be home by now. I check your stories. You throwing basketballs. It's been 2 hours. You just at the gym chilling.
Yes, because I share my gym
progress.
I'm here
with your child not working out, being yelled at because her tablet dead.
Okay, what you really saying right now in this moment?
What I'm really saying is, why I got to check your stories to see your perfectly documented life. You're like you document something, like, you know, this is great. Great for content. Keep it up. But also,
I like video things.
But also, why do I have, like, why am I literally checking your stories? Like, I haven't heard from Mikey.
I have decided in recent times to give a fuck about social media and share things that I'm actively doing in order for me to actually be connected to people in the space where you're allowed to connect to people. So
that's fine.
I share gym stuff and I share what's going on.
I also like to know you.
But you know all of those things.
I don't know.
You also are more than welcome to come and play ball with me if that is what you would like to do. And you are welcome to come on these midnight walks with me, and you can strap our daughter to your back. If that's what
while she's asleep?
We're like, yeah.
Strap Drew to my back?
Yeah.
She's as tall as me.
I'll carry her then.
You carry her.
Yeah. I'm open to that.
I'm not strapping Drew to your back at midnight. She need to be asleep. there's that.
So what exactly
fight is the, I would like to know about your life too. I don't want to have to say the sin is, oh yeah, sometimes I have to check Mikey's stories to see what is happening.
I'm already actively working on it so that that's not a thing.
What do you mean?
I'm telling you
took
things.
Me out of your close friends.
No, he's okay. Still my close friend.
So how are you actively working on it? Or you're telling,
I'm telling
me
you things before I post them so that you
sometimes
feel more ahead of the curve.
That's all I want.
That's it. You
because
just want,
I feel like now okay. We all marry. It's a community marriage. It's
got
a community.
You
know, Mikey belongs to everyone. And I'm just like,
but you know, I don't.
I'm just saying.
There are lots of things that I haven't shared on social media.
Thank you for like inspiring and being great.
Okay.
And living out loud and all this stuff.
I don't know what that means.
It's just what Jason said. Okay. And so I was like, you know what? You're right. I'm happy he's himself. I'd like to know more about him too. So that's my fight.
But there are things that I tell you.
There are things that you tell me.
I've told you already. I don't do nothing. I go to the gym. I play with my baby. I drink. I smoke. I listen to music. That's my life. I work. Mm-hmm. The only thing I don't share is sex with you. Now, if you would like for me to post those things in our close friends, you can see how quickly we build up our following. I'm sexy with clothes off.
Thank
you. I'm just saying.
Okay, that's my fight. What you going to do?
You said what I'm going to do after we were talking about
sex. Are you going to fight or fly?
I am going to fly. I hear you. I respect your input. I will change.
You will change.
I can change. Mm-hmm. What's that John Legend song? I can change.
You should know, right?
It's I Can Change. He made it with Snoop. Snoop, shortly after that, cheated on his wife. Maybe that's not the best example to use. I love you.
I love you.
I will change.
Okay. PDA. All right, babe, you're first.
All right. So as we stated at the top of this episode, we have been married for 6 beautiful years.
Yes, we have.
Well, 2 beautiful years.
four. Really hellish really government years.
So the majority of our marriage has been rough, to say the least. But we have found some beautiful moments inside of that time. And I just want to say that I love you. I think that 6 years is a major milestone. I think it's definitely something to be celebrated. And to this day, right now, as we currently stand, I can pull this back up, and anybody can pull this up as receipts later if I do something contrary to what I'm about to say right now. But I want to do the rest of my life with you. That is still my goal. That is still my intention. Just thank you for everything that you have done with me in these last 6 years. Our first apartment together, our first pet, who's still kicking.
Groot is going from
unemployment to getting jobs to family issues to health issues, just all of it. I think that you are an amazing partner. I am super proud to call you my wife. Just thank you so much for these last 6 years. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Happy anniversary, belated.
It's still anniversary.
All right,
it's our anniversary until I get paid.
Oh, God. Okay, so my PDA is, the other day, we watched Turning Red together as a family.
Yes, we did.
And it was great. I've already seen it. And Drew loves it. But she saw the first half. But we all watched it together. And it was just really nice to do movie watching with you. You were on the fence at first, but you got off the fence and we watched it. And Drew loved it. And she like hugged us and she was like, I love you, Mom and Dad. And it's just like... It just was so heartwarming. It's always heartwarming when she does it. But like, we started with movies. Our earlier dates were only movie theaters because that's what we were allowed to do. And we just kept it up. And
well, I'm also like a movie person.
Right. I'm a movie person. Yeah. But like, that's how we started. And to like have this with our family now, 6 years married, after all this grief, where we can still all sit around and like watch this kid movie that's actually very deep. Pixar is just coming for next.
They are. They're like, somebody in the animation studio was mad at they mom and really was like, I'm about to air this bitch out.
Not mad.
Somebody, I got grief.
Somebody is working on a mother wound. It's a whole lot of people. Watch Russian Doll. It's really great. Anyway, so thank you. It was just a lot of fun. And I think that's the same day you like cooked dinner and it was like these good chicken tenders, which actually I'm so hungry. But anyway, yeah, Mike, really, I love you. I love spending time with you. I'm so proud of us. And I'm so proud that like, usually, way, way, way back in the day, we would have a disagreement about a movie based off reviews we heard, and it would be like a knockdown, drag out fight, nobody talking.
Like when?
We would be real aggravated with each other. You're not listening. Do you not remember how our fights used to be?
In the earlier days, we stopped doing that after you finally gave in for Guardians of the Galaxy. That was the last time we did that.
No, not just about movies. I mean, about disagreeing. Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy was great. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to doubt you no more. I'm not going to doubt you. I'm naming my first dog after. I don't care. So that's what I'm saying. Like, we've just grown a lot. And in the beginning, I used to think it was because, oh, we're just tiptoeing around each other because we just lost the baby. But it's like, no, it's growth. And it's okay. It's okay to feel good. And so thank you. I'm enjoying you. I'm enjoying this. I enjoy watching that movie with you. Hearing your responses and seeing Drew's reaction. And so I love you. I hope you feel love.
I love you too. I absolutely do. Which is funny because we watched that movie a couple of days after you and I watched The Batman.
Yes!
Which was another one of those. Hey, man, I'm going to let you know right now. I don't know. These Batmans be triggering
Batman.
Me.
I love
all of DC's animated content, but these live actions, they struggle.
I love Batman.
They did
and
such
I knew
a great
it was
job.
Gonna be great.
I still have the one complaint that I had from the beginning, which a lot of people shared, is what? That they should not have given Catwoman that damn ski mask. Why they have her out here like this with the ski mask leaning a little bit to the left
they
and right?
They use all their money. I'm Batman suit. I already knew. And they have to talk. They have to show that she's like poor, in quotes. So she can't afford a Batman mask.
She can afford a better ski mask that's cut properly. I also had a grievance where I was like, why they got this nigga out here in a Camaro? Camaro was hard. I was like, when watching it in the movie,
I actually really
want to
rewatch
different.
It. But yes, I forgot we watched Batman. Yes, I love Batman.
That's
and
how we bond.
Thank you.
That's
yeah. And you was on the fence. And I was like, come on, let's see. And it was wonderful.
They can't get all of them wrong.
It was actually very gory. It was like a lot more killing. Not gory in the sense of like lots of blood, but I feel like lots of people died in this one. As opposed
I think
to
that
the other
way
ones.
That, oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Like all the other ones.
And the way that it happened.
People weren't
very
like actively dying like they were dying in this one.
No.
Like,
because even in the one with like Bane, where he like killed him on the plane, they just like did a dramatic sound effect, and we don't really like see things,
right? But no, like they died in this Batman. Like it was
good. It was really good. Oh, so if you haven't seen it, spoiler alert, go see Batman.
It's on HBO Max. You can watch it safe and sound and not be around people because COVID is still a thing. I know we all.
No, it's not.
I know y'all in denial.
Fauci said that it's no longer a thing. There's no more a pandemic and you can all be free.
No, he did not. Yeah. No, he did not.
Fauci announced the pandemic's over.
Mikey. Okay, we're going to talk about this.
That's fine.
Stay inside. There are people who do not have good immune systems and
everyone's can't go outside to movies. Again. So, no longer you tell people to stay inside.
I mean, we go outside, but like not like that.
You can. Everyone can. I'll be at a Crit concert this year.
No,
I'm
you
outside.
Will not.
I'm going to the concert. No, I'm going. We'll talk about it. It's fine.
You're going where? Is it outside?
Yeah.
Paul.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going.
All right. It's about to turn back to a fight or flight. So, I love you. That's all I got.
I love you too. The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast is hosted and co-produced by Mikey and Randy Chapman.
All episodes of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast are edited by Randy Chapman at Wordy Productions, a podcast management company.
The podcast management company.
We are now and still available on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and all your favorite streaming services.
Rate us.
5 stars.
Only.
Thank y'all so much for the reviews so far for this season. We really appreciate you.
We do. We read them. We love them. Thank y'all so much. The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast Fight or Flight Jingle was created by Ebony Janae. The Ebony Janae at Janae Jingles. Details in our show notes.
Thanks, Ebony. Don't forget us. To support our podcast, consider joining us at Patreon at patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage. There you'll get edited and ad-free episodes. We are now on Discord with our patrons, and that's been fun so far. We got to figure out the mods and
stuff. We're building.
But you know, it's great. It's great. Zoom meetings with us and more.
Game night coming soon. Also, mixtapes. Be on the lookout for that new mixtape. That new Mikey mixtape.
Oh, God. We really are good. And be sure to check out our website, www.blackmillennialmarriage.com. Follow us on social media platforms. On Instagram, we are Black
Millennial Marriage.
And on Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter, we are
@_the_Chapmans.
Thank you again for listening, y'all.
Be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace.
When you get, 1, 2, 3, let me step into the moon.